angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Just give me the strength to do every day. what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Oh, help me today, show me the way, one day. Thank you.
very good afternoon to you. Welcome to our Holy Hour. It is Radio Veritas coming to you live on 576 AM and always on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. If it's your first time tuning in, well, welcome. This is the Holy Hour, a time where we come together to put forward our prayer intentions as we prepare for Mass, which will start at approximately 12:30. Today's Mass celebrant is one of the missionaries of Africa, so either Father Michel or Father Christoph will be here with us to celebrate Mass at 12:30. In the meantime, though, feel free to give us a call with your prayer intentions. That number to dial is 011-452-7115. Today is a very special day, so if you'd like to call us and pray for your priests, well, it's the right day to do so, as we remember the memorial of St. John Vianney. So we will be taking the Mass of St. John Vianney today. And also during the month of August, Pope Francis asks us to pray for his two intentions. That is the first one, the universal prayer intention, where he prays for sports. That sports may be an opportunity for friendly encounters between peoples and may contribute to peace in the world. And then his evangelization prayer intention for the month of August is living the gospel. Pope Francis asks that Christians may live the gospel, giving witness to faith, honesty and love of neighbor. So those are Pope Francis' prayer intentions for this month of August. What are your prayer intentions for today? Feel free to give me a call, 011-452-7115. And my name is Shayla. Live on Veritas, who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Shayla.
Hey, gift caller number one today. How are you?
Oh, I'm lucky today. Yeah, I'm good and you, Shayla.
I'm well, thank you.
Well.
Yes, gift.
Now, Shayla, today I'd like to pray for all the priests as we celebrate St. John Vianney.
Yeah.
As that the Lord may grant them strength and that they may continue giving us the good news.
Yes.
Also to Radio Veritas for their financial needs and financial stability as well.
Thank you.
And also to the presenters.
Thank you very much.
Special intentions, and that the Lord may keep them for us, and they continue granting us the good news.
Thank you so much.
Which we really appreciate, Shayla.
Thank you.
We encourage you to continue doing the good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We need to hear such words every now and then, so thank you.
You really uplift us, I must say, Shayla. I mean, having tuned into Radio Veritas, it has really made a difference in my life, and it has helped me to grow spiritually. So
that's great.
Very, very happy, and I feel at home.
That's great. That's great. Well, keep it up, gift, and invite more friends to do the same.
I'll do so. I'll definitely do so. I'll spread the word, Shayla.
Thank you.
And then, Shayla, also for my special intentions, that the Lord may grant me spiritual renewal. And also the special intentions that only He knows, and that you grant me success in them. And also to for my son, that the Lord may grant him good health. And my family, and their special intentions as well. And with that said, Sheila, I thank you.
Thank you. All
and
right then.
Great day. Okay.
Same to you, gift. Go out. Bye bye.
Jesus, you're beautiful.
You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello, Shayla. How are you?
I'm well, Julie. How are you?
Okay, thank God.
That's good. So what are we praying for today?
Shayla, for my usual special intentions, and then for in thanksgiving to our blessed Lord for His mercies and blessings and for my nieces. And Linda, Rosemary, Doreen, Sonia, and Veronica.
Yeah.
And a special special prayer if you can place my friend Wayne. He was he died of a heart attack.
Oh, gosh.
And the family is very devastated.
Of course.
And
yeah.
For Veritas, for all of you there, God bless you all.
Thank you.
You keep us going and you bring Jesus into our homes for us.
Thank you so much.
And for all my sick family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in purgatory. Thank you very much, Shara.
Thank you. Thanks, Judy. Go well, hey?
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
Sheila, I don't complain, you know, for my age, 89. We must thank our Lord for every day when we wake up.
Wow.
Sheila?
Yes.
Today I want to pray for all our priests for guidance and protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to pray for Sidi and her family, that our Lord will comfort them and be their pillar of strength and for the repose of her soul of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheila, and for my special intentions, and I pray for all our subscribers as Veritas, and for the sick, including mm-hmm. Father Emil, and for all of you and your families that are at Veritas.
Thank you for the good work
that you're doing. God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Sheila. God bless you too, Katie. Go out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
You on Veritas. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Hello, Sheila. Just a moment, please.
Oh, okay. Well, while the caller switches off her radio there, we remember the prayer intentions for Mervyn and Carol. Also, intentions still for Dawn. Still doing a special intention, be blessed. And that comes from Anonymous. Let's see if caller is back on the line. Eh? Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Just guess who you're talking to.
Beth, you're live on Radio
from
Veritas.
Cape Town?
Yes, Beth, you're live on Radio Veritas. It's Holy Hour. Do you have a prayer intention for today?
Yeah, it's Mrs. Aronson.
Oh, Mrs. Aronson, how are you? Good to hear from you.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Is that Sheila talking?
Yes, it is.
Sheila?
Yes, Mrs. Aronson.
I lost my son on Sunday morning in hospital.
Yes, I heard. We were told yesterday. So sorry to hear that.
Excuse me?
I said we heard from Iris. If I'm not mistaken, Iris called us yesterday. We've lost Mrs. Aronson there. If you can, please give us a call back, Mrs. Aronson. But we are praying for the repose of the soul of your son. Let's get back to our calls. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Charlotte. How are
you? Eu estou bem. E como está, Maria?
Ah, estou pouco doente.
Ah, que pena.
Graças a Deus, ainda estou a andar. I would like to place in the altar a very special prayer intention for myself for tomorrow
mm-hmm.
for healing.
Yeah.
They did a CT scan in May, and then they did another ultrasound on Wednesday. The thyroid has a nodule, and the nodule was in May, 7.1 millimeter, and last Wednesday it's 13.4 millimeters. So I pray especially that the Lord will lay his healing hands for me tomorrow at the hospital. I don't know what the decision's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have chemotherapy because of my heart. It's only 30%.
Oh, boy.
But I thank God for his grace and mercy upon me for these 23 years of this journey of cancer.
Yeah.
And I also would like to place on the altar all the other cancer patients that are also ill mm-hmm. and for all the priests in their vocations to be strengthened. Thank you, Shayla.
Well, Maria, our prayers will be with you. And
Thank you. God is, I'm in the palm of God's hands.
Yeah.
I'm losing all my teeth as well now.
Oh, sorry to
from
hear
all the
that.
Treatments.
Mm.
Needles and needles.
Oh, my goodness.
But we remember the cross.
Yeah. Taken yes. one day at a time, hey? We'll all get
yes.
there.
Yes.
All right, Maria. Obrigada, keep the faith.
Sheila.
De nada, de nada. Que Deus te abençoe.
Obrigada. Tchau,
okay.
tchau.
Tchau,
tchau.
Yvonne Veritas, good afternoon. Hello? Hello? Good afternoon, Yvonne Veritas.
This is Mrs. Arendsen speaking.
Yes, Mrs. Arendsen, welcome back.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Sheila.
Tell me, what was your son's name?
I'm calling, in according, I lost my son.
Mm-hmm.
He's married on Monday in hospital.
Yeah.
His funeral is tomorrow at our parish in St. Luke's.
Yes.
Please put his name on the altar.
Yes.
His name is Patrick Anthony Arendsen.
Okay. All right. We'll remember him.
Yeah. And pray for me too, because I'm growing now older. But I won't remember Veritas. I won't forget Veritas.
Oh, and we'll never forget you, Mrs. Arendsen.
Yeah. Mm. I take part in the masses during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take part. I light my candle and I take part.
That's very good.
You told me about Iris.
Yes, Iris called to put your prayer intentions here. For your son.
Oh, he's blessed.
Mm, he is.
He's blessed.
So,
And you must pray for our priest, Father John.
Yes.
He's a new priest here in our parish.
Yeah.
And please pray for Father David.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, our old priest.
Okay.
And pray for all my children and their needs and their problems. And for my one granddaughter, who is also seeking now for work.
Yes.
And for David, and to the Our Lady will bless his work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because baie lief vir julle.
Oh, dankie, hey? Baie dankie.
Yeah. Remember now, and don't forget to pray for me.
We'll never
As a
do
mother,
it.
Grandma, and great-grandma.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done, Mrs.
And for
Arendsen.
All my children and their families.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah.
And we keep
God
in
bless
our
you,
prayers.
Sheila.
God bless you too. Go, Ale.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, and God loves you too, Mrs. Arendsen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
then.
You.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God, bye-bye.
Mas ainda é pouco que eu sei. Se comparado ao que ganhei, não sou apenas servo, teu amigo me tornei.
It's exactly 12:30. We'll be starting with Mass after the entrance hymn. We'd like to remember the prayer intentions from Priscilla, who asks us to pray for all priests, starting with Archbishop Butit Lahali, Bishop Tsoke, Parish Priest Father Petrus, Shia, and Father Kearns. Intention here from Mary in Bergsburg also asks us to pray for Brian Moy for a speedy recovery. And another intention here from Anonymous asking us to pray for financial breakthrough for her and her children, and that comes from Sue. Actually, it comes from Sue. Well, we begin with Mass right after the entrance hymn.
Well, good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Today we have a memorial of St. John Mary Vianney, who is the patron saint of priests, especially parish priests, those who work in parishes, but all priests as well. So we pray in a special way for all our priests, for more priest vocations, and for good priests. And we pray especially for the staff and seminarians of St. John Mary Vianney Seminary in Pretoria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
St. John Mary Vianney was a holy person, a holy priest, and he left many, not too many writings, but sayings, and he wrote some passages too. And one thing he wrote was beautiful. he wrote, "You either belong wholly to the world or wholly to God." So with these words in mind, let us ask the Lord to make us more holy, belonging more to Him than to the world. Lord Jesus, you are powerful God, yet you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God and the Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the Lord made flesh and the radiant light of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you made the priest St. John Vianney wonderful in his pastoral zeal. Grant that through his intercession and example, we may win brothers and sisters in charity for Christ and attain with them eternal glory. We ask you this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. In those days, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, in order to save his life, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Again, if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you have not warned him. He shall die for his sin, and his righteous deeds, which he has done, shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man not to sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you will have saved your life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. For he is to all the world and preach the gospel. For his merciful love has prevailed over us, and the Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every infirmity. The good news of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When we look at the life of a priest, we know that very high responsibilities are entrusted to them by God. The first reading explains very well that we priests have been entrusted with God's people, and if we look after them properly, we will save our lives. And if we don't look after the people properly and we don't warn as watchmen of the house of Israel, as watchmen in the church, if we don't warn the sinner, well, God will ask us for the blood of the sinner. It's a very interesting reading for those who are in position of responsibilities in the church. St. John Mary Vianney was a very humble, simple parish priest. You know that he could hardly finish his studies. He did not have the intellectual capacity, but finally he made it to become a priest. He did not do more studies after, but he was a man of God. And he took his vocation very seriously. He was a holy priest, a man of prayer, and a man of penance. He warned the sinners, like the first reading tells us to do. He spent as many as 13 to 17 hours in the confessional every day. And he had a special grace from God. He could see in the minds and souls of his penitents. For example, it seems that one day a man said that, Father Vianney told me, didn't you forget anything? And another one said, he told me even sins that I had hidden. He had this grace of God to look into the souls of people, and he helped them to come back to the Lord and to ask forgiveness for their sins. He was really a transparent man, and he looked at the souls in a transparent way. And he knew how to challenge people to make them get better. It seems when he arrived in his parish of Ars, well, most people were not going to church. There was a lot of debauchery in the village. And slowly he gained the people back to God. The church started to be filled with people every Sunday, and the bars had to close on Sundays at least. And he knew how to encourage people and how to show them the love of God for them. He gave comfort and consolation to the afflicted. For example, one day a woman came to him, and she was weeping, and she was telling him that her husband had committed suicide, and she was afraid that he was lost for eternity in hell. So the holy priest told her, you know that between the bridge and the water, he has repented. I see it. God always gives a last chance. So, in other words, holy priest John Mary Vianney was not afraid to disturb the comfortable and to comfort the disturbed. And he was not even afraid to be killed for it. And even one day he said it, if one day some people are not happy and they kill me, it's okay. But it never happened, thanks be to God. He died of natural death and sickness. In the gospel of today, Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So this is something that really holy priest Blessed John Vianney was putting into practice. He went and got his people back to God. And the gospel tells us also today, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So we have to pray for, again I repeat, for your priests. Pray for more priests and pray for holy priests. And now, as we celebrate the Eucharist, I like to quote again St. John Mary Vianney. One day he said, "There is nothing so great as the Eucharist. If God had something more precious, he would have given it to us." Amen. Thank you. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O Lord, receive the offerings placed on your altar in commemoration of Blessed John Vianney, so that as you brought him glory, you may, through these sacred mysteries, grant to us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For, as on the festival of St. John Vianney you bid your church to rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. You teach us by his words of preaching, and you keep us safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I will take Eucharistic prayer for special needs. Number 4, Jesus went about doing good. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, you who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and said the blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Bring your church, O Lord, to perfect faith and charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Bouty and Duncan, our bishops, with all bishops, priests, and deacons, and religious, and the entire people you have made your own. Open our eyes to the needs of our brothers and sisters. Inspire in us words and actions to comfort those who labor and are burdened. Make us serve them truly, after the example of Christ and at his command. And may your church stand as a living witness to truth and freedom, to peace and justice, that all people may be raised up to a new hope. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of rising again, and all the dead whose fate you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, Saint Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, Saint John Mary Vianney, Blessed Benedict d'Assois, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours for ever and ever. Amen. So now we ask God the Father to help us imitate day by day the virtues which inhabited Saint John Mary Vianney, and to we pray also at the same time for all our priests. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await in blessed hope the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. And together we pray for peace in the world, peace in our country. We thank God for the peaceful running of the elections of yesterday, and we ask him for still more peace in our country and in the world. As we say, Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with each other the peace of Christ. Peace be with you. Peace be with your father, peace be with you. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. This is Jesus, this is He, the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. Happy are we to be called to share in His banquet. Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Jesus,
let us pray. May partaking at the heavenly table, Almighty God, confirm and increase strength from on high in all who celebrate the feast day of Blessed John Mary Vianney, that we may preserve in integrity the gift of faith and walk in the path of salvation you trace for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wishing you all a very fruitful day. Go in the peace and the love of Christ. Thanks be to God.
It's just a couple of few seconds before we hit 1 o'clock. That brings us to the end of our holy hour. Father Michel, thank you so much for celebrating us for us here today. Thanks to Derek and Debbie, who also joined us, all our listeners, and of course our technical producer, Kenny. We will be back with holy hour tomorrow at 12 noon.